Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. And now the Bullbuster Boardroom, where we take the bull out of our business and boost our bottom line. So welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. And by now, hopefully you've read or heard one before, and you know that this series, the title of each of these blog posts, is a lie that I have used or I've heard other people use that I feel leaves us in a state of disempowerment and limbo and indecision. And my hope is that as I bust through the lie of the day, that if you resonate with it, it will create your own ability to bust through your own bull and create a positive impact in your life. So today's lie of the day is one size fits all. Now, probably when you hear that, you immediately go to clothing, and that's a great example of where one size does not fit all. You know, our society kind of comes up with these one size fits all ways of being. So clothing, okay, let's look at clothing. If you're petite and you try to put on a one size fits all garment, you're probably going to be swimming in it, or it's going to be kind of big and unflattering. And you know, if you're larger, you may or may not like it. The point is, what does fits mean? How is it supposed to fit? How do you like to wear your clothes? So how dare someone say that one size fits all? Because that completely bypasses any uniqueness that you have. So where else are we living with this one size fits all idea? Well, how about education? You know, education is about teaching everybody the same thing in the same way. So what about all the people out there that have unique skills and talents or special needs? How are they being taken care of differently? You know, the system doesn't really have a way to recognize each student for their unique gifts and encourage and grow those gifts. That's a shame. How about one size fits all in marriage? What does marriage mean? You know, I mean, some want to be married, some people don't want to be married. People that are married, some have quote-unquote conventional marriages, other people have unconventional relationships. Some have kids, some don't. So really, the institution of marriage can't be one size fits all either. And yet it kind of is, but it doesn't really work for everybody. And what about your job? So if 100 of us are all called sales managers, right? We've all got the same job. And the company we work for has a policy on how you should be a salesperson, how you should sell, what you should sell. Well, that policy may or may not work for you. If you're a salesperson and you are more or less outgoing, your strategy of selling to your customers will be different. It needs to be. So, you know, all over the place, I think we find ourselves with these one-size-fits-all ideals. What about maternity leave, right? You only get a certain amount of time, and usually in America anyway, it's usually the mother that takes off the time, not the father. Well, why is that? So your call to action today for this busting through the one-size-fits-all in your life is, how about thinking about and becoming aware in your own life, so the work you do, the money you have, how you manage that money, and your relationships. Start to notice where you might be trying to fit into a one-size-fits-all existence. Now, if you like that, hey, move on, that's great. But if you're struggling with some unhappiness in any of these areas, maybe it's because you're looking at a one-size-fits-all belief that you need to bust through. So where are you following rules that don't feel like rules that you want to follow, that don't feel like rules that work for you? And if you could break or change those rules, what would they become? And how would that make you feel? So that concludes today's lie of the day. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe, the Bullbuster Boardroom, and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.